as in the past, I'll record it and then I'll send it to Rabbi Wellings. Okay, we're going to begin. Parashat Shlach. Bruchim Aboim, everybody. We'd like to look, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, at the end of the parasha, Parashat Shlach, where the Torah talks about the mitzvah of tzitzis. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'omarto aleihem v'osu lahem tzitzis al kamfei v'gdeihem, the mitzvah that we mention every single day of our lives in the recital of Kriya Shema. As we know, the Torah enunciates this in Parashat Kisetze, the beged, which is chayev betzitzis, has to have four corners. Gedilin tase lechol, says the Torah, al arba kamfeis kesuscha. Only a four-cornered garment. Now, Rashi, in our parasha, says, what's significant about the number four? Rashi says, loy balas sholosh, v'loy balas chomish. Not a three-cornered beged, nor a five-cornered beged, which is actually a subject of a machlokes rishonim. But Rashi says over here, neither three nor five. There is something very unique and important about the number four. What is that? Says Rashi, keneged arba l'shoinois shel geula. This is, the four corners of the beged correspond to the four expressions of redemption, Shenema b'mitzrayim, v'hitzesi, v'hitzalti, v'go'alti, v'lokachti. This is the Loshon of Rashi at the end of Parashat Shelach. So Rashi sees a significance in the number four corners of the begodim, which correspond to the four Loshonos of Geula. So just excuse me one second, please. I'm sorry. Excuse me. And the obvious question is, what is the connection? What is the connection between the four expressions of Geula and the four corners of Tzitzis, other, of course, in the fact that they are both the number four? But there must be a connection. There must be a connection, an inherent connection between the mitzvah of Tzitzis and Geulas Mitzrayim. Now, the concept of the Dalad Lashon Shel Geula is, of course, well known to us, because Chazal tell us, this is a Gemara, Yerushalmi in Psochim, it's also a Medrash, that this is the reason why Chazal were mesaken to have four cups of wine on Seder night. Because of the Arba Lashonos Shel Geula. These are the two places that we find this concept of Arba Lashonos Shel Geula. Number one, in our parasha, Rashi says, this is the idea of the number four, the Arba Kamfos, and the memra in Chazal, that this is why we have four koses of wine. But there too, we need to ask, why were Chazal mesaken to have four cups of wine? They could have chosen four anything. They could have said, have four apples. Maybe have four pieces of cake. Pesach like a cake. Why is it that they instituted dafka, the drinking of four cups of wine, and that is what denotes the Arba Lashonos Shel Geula? So in order to understand this subject, we need to remind ourselves of the Yesoid that we have mentioned on many, many occasions in the past, even quite recently. And that is, we go back to one of the oldest questions that has plagued our nation. And many have tried to explain and many have tried to answer this age-old question, why the Jews? Why has it always been in our long and painful history that we have seen anti-Semitism? What is it that the Goyim hate so much about the Jewish nation? And we have mentioned in the past the very, very important yesod of the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi, which is to be found in the beginning of Parashat Shemos, is coming to explain a difficult pasuk in Tehillim. Because in Tehillim it says, in Perek Kuf Hei, Hoidu Lashem Kiru Vishmoi. We would like to thank Hashem. Clearly this Perek is going to list all the various chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. And strangely enough, in the middle of that perek, you find the following words. Hofach libom lisnoi amoi, which translates, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns their hearts, whose hearts? The hearts of the non-Jews, to hate his nation. Anti-Semitism. Why is this being mentioned in the perek, which begins with the words, Hoyidu Lashem? Why are we thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that the hearts of the non-Jews have been turned against our nation? Says the Beis HaLevi, and this is a colossal yesod. Let's go back to the very first anti-Semitism, which is, of course, Golus Mitzrayim. The first time as a nation that there was persecution, torture, against Klal Yisrael as a whole. How did that begin? And this will set us up to understand the root of all anti-Semitism. Says the Beis HaLevi, Chazal tell us that when Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, they were Moishech Orlosom, which means they covered up cleverly their bris milah. And the Beis HaLevi explains at great length, they will not mevatel the mitzvah. By doing so, the mitzvah was still being kept. So why did they cover it up? Because they didn't want to look different to the goyim. We want to look like our non-Jewish hosts. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are becoming too close to the goyim for comfort. And I'm going to have to ensure that there's once again a separation, a segregation between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim. Once you get too close to the Goyim, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will ensure that actually that distance that's necessary between you and the non-Jewish nations is maintained. And you know how that's maintained? Anti-Semitism. HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants in the hearts of the non-Jews an irrational hatred that really does not make any sense whatsoever, has no rhyme or reason, and is really inexplicable. Do you know how that hatred came about? That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrating things from heaven to ensure that what? That Klal Yisrael would indeed not be absorbed into the Mitzrayim, because they were becoming far too close. And once that happens, there is an enormous hashash of becoming absorbed and then assimilated, and then Klal Yisrael disappear altogether. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ensure that they will not get too close. How so? Because the Goyim will hate you. On what basis? What's their pretext? What's their logic? What's their justification? There is no pretext. There is no justification. Hoidu Lashem, we need to thank Hashem because He is the one who is Hofach Libom. He is the one who turns their hearts, Lisnoi Lethamoi. And that is, in fact, the greatest chesed, as painful as it is. But anti-Semitism is in fact the greatest chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could possibly perform for his beloved nation. Because without it, time after time, there was an enormous risk of Klal Yisrael being assimilated completely. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepped in, as it were, plants this illogical hatred in the hearts of the Goyim towards Klal Yisrael, that way ensuring that they will not become assimilated at all. Listen to the frightening words of the Chasam Sofer in Parashas Kisavoy, where he writes, Kol oid she Yisrael miskarvim aleihem yoyse veyoyse. The closer the Klal Yisrael get to the goyim, tigbar sinosom, that will exactly and proportionately cause a greater hatred on the part of the goyim towards Klal Yisrael, the yevakshu lahashmid, and they will then desire to annihilate us, v'hu menuse, and this has been proven, says the Chasam Sefer, time and time and time again. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, who himself was a victim of this, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, who we know was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, writes in his Sefer Kovet Shu'urim that there were those who made a terrible mistake. Shehayu Svurim, they held, Ki im yiskarvu lahagoyim, if you will only become close to the goyim, lehishtavo islohem, to become similar to them, tiktan sinosom liyisrael, that will somehow reduce anti-Semitism. The ta'u bozeh ta'us gedoyla. And that was a terrible error. Ki adarabah, says Rabbi Chanan, the exact opposite is true. Ikar sibat ha'sino liyisrael, the main reason why the goyim hates Klal Yisrael is precisely because they get too close. And those who think that the more similar we become to the goyim, the more they will love us, not only are they wrong, but in fact, the opposite is true. I think we have mentioned many times in previous occasions the frightening words of Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, the Or Sameach, who wrote 20 years before the Holocaust, those scary words. He described those Yachshoiv, those who think, ki Berlin hi Yerushalayim. There are those who think that here we are in Bonny Germany, what could possibly be better? Here we are, the most kind and gracious hosts. What are we missing? What are we lacking? Berlin hi Yerushalayim. And within 20 years, the lights were turned out in Europe. And we learned the lesson the hard way. And this really has always been our story. Every period of Jewish success in which Jews have become very prominent in the non-Jewish world has ended up with disaster. The golden age of Spanish Jewry, where some of the highest officials in the land were in fact Jews, was followed by the expulsion of Spanish Jewry. There is a book written by Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, called Divine Madness, in which he describes this very phenomena. And he says there are those who try and scratch their heads to explain the madness, as he calls it, of the Holocaust. He says it's not madness at all. It makes perfect sense. People talk, he says, about the idyllic shtetl, the wonderful state of Klal Yisrael prior to the Holocaust. He says, don't believe it. I was there. Rabbi Avigdor Miller himself learnt in pre-war Europe, in Slobodka. I saw exactly what was going on, and it wasn't that idyllic at all. The reform were rampant across Europe, and Klal Yisrael were on the verge of being absorbed and assimilated completely. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to step in, that the Hofach Libom Lisnoy Amoy. So the Holocaust ensured, in the most painful and tragic way, the Klal Yisrael would not be absorbed after all. They would not be assimilated because the Goyim would hate them so much that no Jew would want to get close to his non-Jewish German Nazi host. This has always been our story. When the Torah writes in Parashas Kedoshim, Vo'avdil atchem minu amim, and I will separate you from the nations. And Rabbi Chaim Volozhin once says, if Klal Yisrael don't make Kiddush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make Havdalah. If you're not Mekadosh yourself, and ensure that you are different to the goyim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to do so. Vo'avdil eschem en ha'amim, sometimes in the most painful way. Therefore, if we come back now to Golos Mitzrayim, how did it all begin? Because they covered up their bris milah. They wanted to absorb themselves. They wanted to be similar to the non-Jewish Egyptian hosts. We understand, therefore, that what was their zechus eventually to get out of Mitzrayim? Because they didn't change their language, because they didn't change their name, and they didn't change their begodim. Why was that so significant? Well, now we understand. Because that's how it all began. It all began with the exact opposite, with Klal Yisrael trying to become very non-Jewish looking. The Bris Milah, whose whole function is to represent the difference between us and the Goyim, was being covered up. We're all the same. It's very similar. Your ticket out of Mitzrayim will have to be by you proving and demonstrating Sheloi Shinu Es Shemom Ve'es Levusham Ve'es Malchus L'Shemom. Show me, in fact, how, in fact, that no, you are proud that you are different. Not only that, the Medrash says on the words, Oz Yoshir Moshe, Oz is Aleph Zayin, which is Gematria of Ches, 8. Says the Medrash, Loi Nigalu Yisrael Elo Bizchus Hamila, Shanitno L'Shmoina Yomim. Hafla V'Ofela. If the whole of Golos Mitzrayim all began when they covered up their Bris Milah, then how indeed did they eventually become Zeicha to leave Mitzrayim? Bizchus, the Mitzvah of Milah. And as we know, they were instructed the Mitzvah of Milah prior to leaving Mitzrayim. According to the Yesod of the Beis Halevi, we understand this so beautifully. Because if you try to cover up your milah, and you try to show that actually you're very similar to the Goyim, then the only way you can do tshuva, the only way you can leave Mitzrayim is by in fact demonstrating that no, we are actually extremely different. Let's come back now to the Dalad L'Shoine Shel Geula. Corresponding, the four cups of wine that we drink on Seder night, and we ask, why dafka four cups of wine? Why not four cups of water? Why not four apples? What's significant about wine? So let me share with you a wonderful Meshe Chochma. The Meshe Chochma says in Parshas Vayera, there is no food or drink that represents more the distance between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim more than wine. As we know, over the course of the nations, what did Haman come along when he wanted to inflict his version of anti-Semitism? What was his taina? He comes along to Achashverosh and says that if a fly falls in their wine, they just take it out and drink it quite happily. But if a non-Jew touches wine, then they will not drink it. When Chazal wanted to be Geizer, the Isur Chasnus, a Gezer that Chas V'Shalom, a Jew, should not marry a non-Jew, which decree did they introduce? Sam Yeinom, do not drink the wine of the non-Jews. Wine represents that difference between Goyim and Klal Yisrael. So, Kenega di Arba L'Shoinei Shel Geula, Chazal wa Masakin, that you should drink four cups of, not of water, and not of apple juice, but wine. The way we're explaining, it's Nifla B'Yosra. Because the whole Geulas Mitzrayim came about through the fact that Klal Yisrael showed eventually that yes, we are different to the Goyim. And that is manifest in the way they talk, in their names, in their dress, and by the drink of wine. And that's why Klal Yisrael have to drink 4 cups of wine on Seder night. In fact, it has been said that when we take the kos of yain in our hands and we say, "Vehi she'amdol avoseinu," this can be interpreted as this cup of wine, the segregation that's manifest with this cup of wine between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim, Vehi she'amdol, that has ensured that we have withstood the test of time, that we have understood, we have withstood the anti-Semitism of the Goyim. Every day, Omad Oleinu L'Chaloseinu, they always come to wipe us out. So how is it indeed that we have ensured this has not happened? V'hi she'omda, it's all through the koyach of wine. If we come back now to the question that we began with, what does Rashi mean in our parasha when he says that the four corners of the beged in which he wears tzitzis is kenega the arba l'shoines of Geula? What on earth has tzitzis got to do with Geulas Mitzrayim? But I think we now understand. What's the mitzvah of tzitzis all about? The mitzvah of tzitzis, as the Meforshim explained to us, is to demonstrate that not only are we different in our guf, by bris milah, but we are different in what we wear as well. We are different in body, we are different in clothing. This is our badge of pride. We are the Avdei Hashem and nobody else. As the Chinuch, Sefer HaChinuch says, it's so important that therefore you have this Noisei Choisei Madoinov, Kavua Biksusei. You're forever walking around with this badge of pride saying, but I am the Eved Hashem. And if I am the Eved Hashem, this is what the mitzvah of tzitzis represents. In fact, on the Haggadah, in the Seder night, we say, Melameid Shahoyu Mitsuyonim Sham. Klal Yisrael were Mitsuyim, which means they stood out. And you know what the Ritva says? The Ritva says, in what way did they stand out? Because Klal Yisrael wore tzitzis. Mitsuyonim, they wore tzitzis. Therefore, everything now comes to a full circle. Just like the 4 cups of wine represent the 4 lashonos of Geula, because Yayin represents the difference, the way that we stand out, the way we separate ourselves from Klal, from the Goyim, so too the mitzvah of tzitzis. There we see that Mitsuyonim, we stand out, we are different to the Goyim. And that is the yesoid of the Dalad Lashonos Shel Geula. That is the ticket. That was the whole secret to leaving Mitzrayim. Show me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you are in fact different to the Mitzrayim. Not the way 210 years ago you wanted to cover up your bris milah. How do we show that? With the koyach of yayin. With the mitzvah of tzitzis. Lo yinigalu Mitzrayim elo bizchus hamila. All these mitzvahs that represent the big difference between Klal Yisrael and the Umay Sa'ilam. Because if you don't demonstrate that, then Hoyudul Hashem, we will have to thank Hashem for Hofach Libom Lismoy La'amoy. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Avodah Zarah says that we are different to the Goyim in every which way. Yeah, HaYisrael Muvda Mohem. You have to be different to the Goyim. B'malbushoy Ubashar Maisov, whether in clothing or in all your deeds. This is Klal Yisrael's ticket to survival. And this, therefore, is the secret of the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis shows us that we are different not only in body, but also in clothing, and in fact, in every aspect of life. We are different to the Goyim. That way, we ensure that there is a distance between us, and there will never again be a need for anti-Semitism. Let me just finish off with a story, a quite frightening story that I came across this week. There is a sefer called Meshivas Nofesh. Meshivas Nofesh was written by Rabbi Yochanan Luria, who lived almost 600 years ago. in Germany. And he writes the following story in his Sefer, in Parashat Shemos, and this is quite frightening, and you'll soon see why. He says, "Bididi have uvda." This story happened with me in Strasbourg, which is in France. Apparently he lived on the border between France and Germany. He says, the government dictated that all Jews, now listen to this, all Jews had to wear a sign on their begodim, betzeva gael, a yellow color. This is, of course, reminiscent, the precursor of the yellow star that was worn in Nazi Germany. All Jews had to wear the siman on their beged, this yellow colored siman. Says the Meshivas Nefesh, a priest once approached me and said to me, "Jew, what's this yellow sign that you're wearing on your beged? What does it show?" So I answered him, "Eini yodea, I have no idea, but what should I do? The government have said that this is what we have to wear. If the government would say that we all have to carry very heavy weights every day, then that's what we would have to do. So what do you mean? What does it represent?" Says the priest, "Im eincha yoideya, agid lecho. If you don't know, then I'll tell you." This does not come from the government. This comes from the Melech Malchei Hamloch, says the priest. This is a non-Jewish priest lecturing the Meshivas Nefesh. This is all orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll explain it to you. Because your God, Bochar Eschem Mikol Ha'umos, has made you the chosen nation. Vo'avdil Eschem Min Ha'amim. The priest actually quoted that pasuk from the Torah. And it's critical, therefore, that at all times you show, demonstrate that you are proud to be the chosen nation and different to all others. Now, how does that manifest itself, said the priest to the Meshivas Nefesh? Not through the performance of all mitzvahs, because a lot of mitzvahs are only done on very specific occasions. You only shake a lulav once a year, and you only blow a shofar once a year. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you mitzvahs, says the priest, which show on a constant basis how proud you are to be different to the goyim. And what is that? Hamila. You have bris mila, which is the sign on your guf, and you have tzitzis, which is the sign on your beged, and you have the mezuzah, which is a sign on your home. And that is the hoiro'o nichbedes. That's your badge of pride, whether it be bris mila, tzitzis, or mezuzah. But if anybody asks you, what are you wearing? What is this bris mila? What is the tzitzis? You will proudly tell them that this is our badge of honor to demonstrate that we are different to the goyim. Said the priest in conclusion, and if you're embarrassed to wear tzitzis, not only that, you wear non-Jewish type clothing, then indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates, if you don't want to wear a badge of honor, you will have to wear a badge of shame. Yes, you said that this has no rhyme or reason. It absolutely has rhyme and reason. If you're embarrassed to wear tzitzis, which is supposed to be your mark of honor, your badge of kavod, and you don't wear tzitzis, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will plant in the heart of the government, I'll make sure that you indeed stand out. You'll have to walk around wearing this yellow badge. That's what he says. Absolutely frightening story. But firstly, this demonstrates everything we've been discussing tonight. If you yourself are not proud to be different to the goyim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to ensure in a very painful way that yes, you are marked as different to the goyim. But furthermore, of course, this explains so much about the yellow badge worn in Nazi Germany. divine madness. If you think it's madness, then you should understand it's really divine. Because if Klal Yisrael are on the verge of being assimilated and absorbed into their non-Jewish hosts, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensures that they have to wear a yellow badge. And that way, there is no question whatsoever. It's overwhelmingly clear that Klal Yisrael have to stand out. And if you don't do it in a manner of kavod and honor, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to ensure that it comes about through a manner of disgrace. This has always been our story and our secret. The closer we get to the Goyim, the more anti-Semitism there is. The more we distance ourselves from the Goyim, the more Klal Yisrael thrive. And that is all manifest in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Says Rashi, the Arba Kanfois is keneged the Arba Lashonis of Geula. Geulat Mitzrayim was all about not changing the Jewish clothing, standing out, Mitzuyonim Shom. How so? Through the mitzvah of tzitzis. I wish you all a very good Shabbos. All the best, everybody.
Go ahead.